Word Power. It's more than a vocabulary game printed in Reader's Digest. It's one North Carolinian's ticket to Universal Studios. Hannah Baker, an eighth grader at Chowan Middle School in Chowan County, is North Carolina's Word Power champion. And because of that, she has won a ticket to compete in the national championships in Orlando, Florida at the end of April. Hannah Baker, welcome.
Hi.
It's kind of exciting, huh?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about the contest. How does it work?
Well, they give you words most of the time in a sentence.
Uh-huh.
And then you, along with a group of other children, are asked to raise a flashcard with the correct answer on it.
Okay, so it's kind of a multiple choice thing, huh?
Yes.
Okay, and now, have you always been a wordsmith?
Well, I've read a lot since I was little, so I got a lot of exposure to words.
Do you have a favorite word?
Yes.
What is it?
Lambent.
Lambent.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you to use it in a sentence for me?
The glow of the fireflies would be lambent.
Lambent. And so that means maybe like glowing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I don't know what that word means. But it is a lovely word.
Yeah.
And I think you and I should have a contest. What do you think?
Okay,
our senior producer is here, Susan Davis. She's agreed to act as host. Susan, take it away.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
The format we're using today is multiple choice. I will read a sentence and give you four options. When you have your answer, speak up. Here's the first question. It's from a quiz Reader's Digest calls Creature Features. Eating toad's brains had a salutary effect on the Wicked Witch's health. Something salutary is A, healthy, B, foul-smelling, C, unhealthy, D, evil-inducing.
You know, I see that word all the time, and I will confess to you it's one of those words I just kind of skip over. You don't know?
Hannah?
I'm going to go with B.
Foul-smelling?
Frank?
Salutary. I'm going to guess that it's healthy.
Frank is correct.
That was just a guess. Salutary feels like a good word. It's like salute, hello, hi, you know, had that positive sound. But to be honest, that's one of the words I skip over.
Let's try number two. Hortense experienced horripilation as she watched Godzilla destroy Tokyo.
Hmm.
Horripilation is A, hunger pains, B, boredom, C, goosebumps, D, shock.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with D.
D, shock. You know, that would be my guess. I'd guess shock as well. Horrip, you know, like horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're both wrong.
Oh, man.
The answer is C, goosebumps. Who knew?
Horripilation, goosebumps. That's it. Well, I have to go look at what does Hortense mean? You don't have it. Okay, go ahead.
Here is question number three. It's a motto for King Kong. Don't jape with a giant ape. To jape is to A, argue with, B, cheat or jip, C, wrestle with, D, jest or joke.
Well, I will confess that whatever I tell you will be a guess. Jape. And unfortunately, it doesn't have any of those lovely Latin or Greek, you know, endings or prefixes, so you can't guess that way. It's one of those, got to be one of those Anglo-Saxon words.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The answer starts with the same letter as jape. Your choices, again, are argue with, cheat or jip, wrestle with, or jest, or joke.
Yeah, we've got it now. Well, I guess there are two possibilities if we don't know how each of those words are spelled. What are you thinking, Hannah?
I would say D.
Jest? I'm going with jest as well.
You guys are both right!
So we got a both. That's not bad. Now, we should tell you that jip, in fact, is a kind of a very non-PC origin. Do you know about the origin of the word jip?
Doesn't it have something to do with, like, gypsies or something?
It does indeed. It comes from the mistaken idea that gypsies had come from Egypt, which was first a mistaken idea, and mistakenly thought to be somewhat criminal as they moved from one place to another and, and went about their business. So it's a kind of a very non-PC origin for the word gyp, and I thought I would just throw that in because what the heck, we're talking about words. Hannah, nice playing with you. That's terrific. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in Florida, and thanks for being with us. North Carolina Word Power State Champ Hannah Baker travels to Florida to compete in the Word Power National Championships April 23rd to the 25th. She's from Chowan County in North Carolina.